Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. This is The Final Straw, and I'm your host, Bursa Goodness. The show can also be heard on KXCF in Marshall, California, and KWTF out of Santa Rosa, California. Ooh. Out of Bodega, California. Ha. The show is brought to you in part, sponsored in part, by the worker owners at Firestorm Books and Cafe at 48 Commerce Street in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. Firestorm features organic coffee and milks, vegan sandwiches, homemade baked goods, radical literature, and a community calendar that can be found online at firestormcafe.com. And another note on Firestorm, they have started producing, or members of Firestorm have started producing a radio show on another local radio station. Oh my gosh, am I not remembering the name of that station? They just came back on the air. They're 103.5 FM, and they... Oh, Main FM. CQ, not CQS. WPVM. Thank you. 103.7, excuse me. I'm not sure what their time's going to be. I'm not sure what the name is, but nonetheless... Apparently they did an interview with Martin Ramsey, who was involved in Occupy and the anti-authoritarian caucus of Occupy for a little while, who was running for mayor of Asheville, and also a review of The East for their pilot episode. This is going to be a music episode that we are listening to today, and I'll have the playlist up and list out the tracks as we go through it. But, yeah, hopefully in coming weeks we will be having conversations with some prisoners in Ohio, hoping to speak to Sean Swain and to Blackjack, James, Delilah, about the Army of the 12 Monkeys accusations that have gone down against them and the punishment that they received, even though there's seems to be a lack of physical evidence of their own involvement in this guerrilla organization inside Ohio prisons. And also hoping in coming weeks, thanks to Redbird Prison Abolition out of Ohio, to have contact with members of the Lucasville 5, surviving members of the Lucasville 5, as their case continues some 20 years later. You can find out more about the case of Sean Swain and Blackjack, mostly Sean Swain, and a lot of his writings at seanswain.org. And you can find information about the Lucasville case on Lucasville Amnesty. You just Google that. I think it's lucasvilleamnesty.org. But in any case, let's listen to an hour's worth of metal. If you have show suggestions or want to contact us, you can email The Final Straw at thefinalstrawradio@riseup.net. You can find archives of this show, at least the interview ones, at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org. And you can find a wide array of our past archives, including music shows, by searching The Final Straw, Asheville FM, at on either radioforall.net or archive.org. So I hope you enjoy this music. Playlist to come soon. We'll be right back. Listeners. So right now we're listening to With the End in Mind off of the album Thresholder. That's also the name of this track. This band's from Olympia, Washington. Hope you're enjoying this episode. Mas Musica. And I leave you to the music while I see who's calling. Hey. We'll be right back. Take advantage of this quietude to be able to list off the former tracks we've been listening to during this hour. We started off with Evergreen Refuge. Taking Refuge Among River Valleys was the name of the track. That was off the album Grey Rock, Red Earth, which was a split with Deafest. And they're out of Colorado. After that, we heard Mammoth Grinder with Barricades off the album Underworlds, which came out in July. And they're out of Austin. Let's see, we heard With the End in Mind With the End in Mind, the track was Thresholder, and same titled album, they're out of Olympia. That last track that we just heard was with the track Morning, which could be found on their Bandcamp. They're out of Cape Town, South Africa, and right now we're listening to Wilderness King, which is a related project to Heathens, with a more recent 2012 track, And the Night Swept Us Away, off of an album by the same title, And the Night Swept Us Away. They're available on Antithetic Records out of Cape Town, South Africa, is where this band is from. And in a few minutes, we'll be hearing Sub Rosa, which is going to take us out of the hour. With the Usher off of More Constant Than the Gods, and that's a band on Profound Lore and out of Salt Lake City. But I will reannounce that as we get closer to the top of the hour. This is Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. You're listening to The Final Straw, and I'm Bursa Goodness. You can find archives of our show at thefinalstrawradio.noblogs.org. And make sure to check out the Asheville FM website, ashevillefm.org. We're always looking for new volunteers and new DJs. Things are changing around here fast as the licensing period with the FCC, although the FCC is part of the federal government and therefore closed out right now, but the licensing period for new LPFM stations is opening up, and there are plenty of opportunities to get involved in Asheville FM before the wild scramble of highly talented individuals fills up all of our time slots. So, I suggest you get your little cursor over to ashevillefm.org and click the Join AFM tab and fill out an application and see how we can help each other. Anyway, back to the music.
Thank you.
that amazing track was from Sabrosa. That was The Usher off of More Constant Than the Gods, available from Profound Lore Records, and that band is out of Salt Lake City, Utah. Next up, we're going to hear Allende, or Allende, I keep wanting to pronounce it in Spanish, with Foyer off of their self-titled album, Allende. Talheim Records distributed that, and they're out of Graz, Austria. That's what we're hearing right now in the background. Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. This is The Final Straw. I'm Bursa Goodness. The show can also be heard on KXTF in Marshall, California, and KWTF out of Bodega Bay, California. Also occasionally getting played on Berkeley Liberation Radio, which is great. And out of the Indie Media Station out of Champaign, Illinois. Hail to you, comrades. Whatever that was. The show is brought to you by the worker owners at Firestorm Books and Cafe at 48 Commerce Street in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. Firestorm features organic coffee and milks, vegan sandwiches, homemade baked goods, radical literature, and a community calendar that can be found online at firestormcafe.com. And check out, they might have a listing on there for the radio show that some of their friends are doing on PVM. And I'm sure, knowing the hosts, that it'll be well worth listening to. There can never be too many shows. Also worth announcing, if you are unaware, TCN Radio, produced by anarchists in the East Bay in California, has started producing episodes again. And I think they're trying for like one a month, maybe. But look up TCN Radio on Google, TCN Anarchist Radio, and check out their project for sure. And like I said, hopefully next week we'll be bringing you conversations with Sean Swain, possibly with Blackjack, James Delilah, his cellmate and co-defendant in the Army of the 12 Monkeys case in Ohio. And in upcoming weeks, we'll be hearing from members of the Lucasville Five about their case and their attempts to raise awareness around their struggle and to exonerate themselves. Also, we'll be speaking with Peter Gelderloos about his recently published follow-up to How Nonviolence Protects a State, called The Failure of Nonviolence from Occupy to Arab Spring. It was a really enjoyable read. It's out from Left Bank Books. You should check it out if you get the chance, if you run across it. Anyway, I leave you with Allende, and I hope you have a great week. Solidarity.
All right, you're now listening to The Gravy Train on AshevilleFM.org. I'm your host, the Wild Man from Borneo. Hope everyone is having a great Sunday afternoon here. It's really beautiful.